wonderful a character, was he, of consolation of Israel. I want to kind of speak just a moment to that for you. Let's take him as an old sage, wonderful old character, theologian fellow of historian, whether he was in his 80s, white beard, black hair, and as his priestly robes on as he ministered around there in the temple. But he had a testimony that he wasn't going to die until he'd see the Lord Christ. And here's where he based his grounds on for that. He said the Holy Ghost revealed him. Now do you believe in the revelation of the Holy Ghost? Now, there is no two Holy Ghosts, is there? Just one Holy Ghost, that's the Spirit of God. And now the Holy Spirit revealed to him by revelation that not by believing, it is revealed to him that he was not going to die until he seen the Lord's Christ. What a statement for a man of his caliber as a priest at the temple, well thought of among the people, and yet to make a statement like that he wasn't going to die until he seen the Christ. And for 4,000 years they looked for Christ. King David looked for him. Job looked for him. The patriarchs looked for him. Abraham looked for him. And all around the age, even Adam looked for him. The woman see that it bruised the serpent's head. And down through the age for 4,000 years they have looked for him, and times it looked like it was just that time, but it could fail. It come in this age, it would fail. Come in another age, it would fail. The Jewish blood stayed clear, watching for that Messiah to come. And yet we're doing it way old, just as state of life already passed, but the Holy Spirit told him that he was not going to die until he seen the Lord Christ. And he believed what the Holy Spirit revealed. Now that's what. Now, he could reveal something to you, and if you don't believe it, there will never be active in your life. You have to believe it. You have to take God at his word. Just like Mary did when she, the angel met her and said, you're going to have a child no more man. Well, instead of trusting God, like Simeon did, or not Simeon, rather, but Zachariah, he said, how could these things be? Yet Abraham, Sarah, and Hannah at the temple, and many of them had children at the past age of them, but that proof, and he just said, now wait a minute, I don't see how that could be. And the angel had to make him down till the day the boy was born. But not Mary. She's a little innocent child, about 18 years old, engaged to this Joseph. And he said she's going to have a child. No man. It never happened before. Now she didn't know till she was positive. She didn't know till she see the signs that appeared. She didn't know till she felt life or something. No. Just as quick as the angel said it, she went through rejoicing and happy, telling everybody, I'm going to have a baby, not knowing any man. See? Why? She didn't wait for any evidence. She didn't wait till she was sure. Like we do. Well, now if I'm going to get well, you wait till I find out. If I'm going to be in the better, I'll have more obedience. And my hand comes just a little bit straighter, or maybe I don't believe I'm going to get well. Not her. She trusted God just exactly what he said. She said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord. And right up into the country she went rejoicing, telling that she was going to have the baby before any sign of life ever showed anyway. She took God at his word. If there ever was a time that the Church of God needs to mourn Mary, it's today. Taking God at his word. When God says anything, he means just what he said. Abraham looked at him and said, I know he's able to do that, what he promised to do. I'm old, 100 years old, but that's all right, Sarah's 90, but God can do it. He promised it, he said so that's it. You believe it like that? That's the way we've got to. Don't look how long it takes. Look, it's 25 years later before that baby was ever born. But Abraham got things ready. Yes, sir. He's making ready every day. I could hear him say, Sarah, how you feel? No difference. Praise God, we'll be born anyhow. Go right on. 10 years past, how you feeling, Sarah? No difference. Glory to God. Go to heaven anyhow. God said so. Instead of getting weaker, he got stronger in faith. Because there's more of a miracle all the time, building up. Then finally, one day, the womb of Sarah began to swell and the little baby was born because Abraham counted him faithful who had promised. And that's what we got to do. And that's what Simeon done. When the Holy Ghost said, now Simeon, I want you to get this few minutes now. Said, Simeon, just reveal it to him. Now you're not going to die till you see the Christ. Simeon went around and said, now I'm not going to die. I can imagine some of the doctors of that day saying, some of the doctors of the law and the preachers and so forth said the old man just a little bit off of his head. You know, he's getting a little weak up there. You know, he's getting old, of course, his mind just polluted and out of the way. But he knew what he was talking about. He knew what he was talking about. He said, no, I'm going to line out off my head. I'll see the sign. Now, you know, when the deep calls to the deep, there's got to be a deep to respond to it. You believe that, don't you? See, David said when the deep calls to the deep. In other words, like this, before something can be in here calling out for something, there has to be something out there for this in here to be calling to. Is that plain enough? Here, in other words, I've made a statement like this. Before there was a sin on the preacher's back, there had to be a water first in the swimming, or he wouldn't have a thing. He never had a thing to go over the water. Before the tree to grow in the earth, there had to be an earth first. Or you'd be a tree to grow in it. Is that right? I read some kind of go in a newspaper where a little baby eats the pedals off of a bicycle, eats the rubber racers off of pencils. They take him up and examine him. He said, don't know. And they checked his little body, and the doctor said, well, it's sulfur his little body's craving. And sulfur's in rubber. So that means he's eating that rubber because his little body's craving sulfur. A whole point. If his body's craving sulfur, there's sulfur somewhere to respond to that craving. Is that right? I watch how many of you believe that there is a God of healing. All right. That's evidence to prove that there's a fountain open somewhere. Before there can be a creation in here, there has to be a creator to create that creation. Is that right? Well, if you, how many would like to have more of God? Let's see your hand. Well, there's more of God for you to get. Back here some time ago when the Lutherans had their revival, there's a group called Methodists. They call for God. The deep calling to the deep. God rose up a little fellow there in England by the name of John Wesley and Whitfield and them, and away they went with a message of sanctification. They found more of God. Don't you believe that? It was crazy more. Well, it went on for a while, and after a while the Methodists begin to organize and get cold and formal, and then people begin to pray for God when a long time Pentecost. Is that right? Deep calling to the deep. Now these Pentecostal people begin to get this as form and ritual as the rest of them. And then, first thing you know, the deep calls to the deep. Here comes the gift. Restoring right back into the church. God moving around. Deep calling to the deep. Now, the reason you come here tonight, you sick people anyhow, I don't believe you come for sheer curiosity. I believe you come because you're sincere. Now, the Holy Spirit led you here. Because you read the Bible and you know that God was a healer. And just as sure as you crave to be healed by God, there's got to be a fountain of God somewhere for you to be healed by. Now watch Simeon. He wanted to see the Christ. The Holy Spirit led him there. And I can see, let's take a Monday morning or the first day of the week. I'd imagine all the, about maybe 102 children born every night in Palestine. There were a couple million Jews or more in there at that time. The babies, every 8 days, had to be circumcised, and that made every day at the temple a long row of babies to be circumcised in the purification offered for the mother according to the customs of the law. Let's take this Monday morning, and then the temple's busy, and several thousands of people standing around, and there's a line down through here, about 150 or 200 mothers standing there with babies in their arms, and they're all waiting, and some of them are very rich, you know, and they're standing with a little lamb in their hand, and that's a rich man's offering. And then down four of them has a turtle dove, you know, for offer for their purification. And let's look down along that line this morning. There stands this little mother and that one here. Wait, I know, I see a gap between them. What is it? They're all getting away from somebody down there. What is it? It's a little girl, about 18 years old. It's just been married to a man called Joseph. And there's a very black name about her. She's had this baby before they were married. And here she comes to the temple to offer sacrifice. Look what it's wrapped in. Not in laces and little bonnets and things as the other mothers, but it was wrapped in swaddling cloth. If I understand right, that's what goes on the back of a yoke of an ox where he plows, was hanging in the stable. They wrapped him in that. He was a king of glory. He owned all heaven. He came down by the way of a barn. He went out for captive punishment up yonder on Calvary. Here he was, he owned all the cattle, all the goods, everything there was in the world, and yet was wrapped in swaddling cloth. And here this little mother, she didn't care what the people said. She knew what her heart was before God.
She rocks a little fella holding a little turtle there for offering for her purification and the circumcising of the baby. Well, I see somebody say, don't stand near her. She's one of them holy girls. Get back. That's one of them, you know. This graceful name still follows the church. Then anyhow, they all made their way around. Away back over in a prayer room, the other end of the temple, about two city blocks away. There was an old sage sitting there that morning with a scroll in his hand, reading, all we like sheep have gone astray. The Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all. The first thing you know, the Holy Spirit said, Simeon, stand upon your feet. You believe he'd been led by the Spirit? Yes, sir. Look, the Holy Spirit is obligated to do that. For the Holy Spirit gave him the promise. Here's the promise here. He didn't know it. But the Holy Spirit told him, get up, Simeon. Now I can see this old man come out of the prayer room or the little room in there somewhere, the deacon's office or whatever you want to call it, moving down through the temple among all these Jews. He comes over to where this line of women is. I can see him going right down along this line of women, all passing by, you know, and them all bowing to him and everything as he passed by. He walks by for him to maybe face tap the baby or kiss it or something or other babies. He walks right on down to this little despised one there, wrapped in swaddling cloth. I could see the tears rolling down his white beard. He picks the little baby out of mother's arms and lifted up his eyes and said, Lord, let thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for my eyes have seen thy salvation. About that time, there was an old prophetess over in the temple there who told she was blind. Her name was Anne. And she was sitting there. She was blind. She couldn't read no more, but she was studying. She didn't leave the temple. She served God day and night with fasting and praying. And if she was waiting for the consolation of Israel, she too had a right to know when the promise was there. And the Holy Spirit spoke to her and said, rise, Anne. Here comes that blind woman making her way through that crowd, moving along through the crowd, blind. Down that line she goes and stops in front of that little baby, raises up her hands and blesses God and prophesies what will take place. The Holy Spirit leading. The promise is there. The Holy Spirit is leading those who believe through the promise. Is that right? It shall come to pass in the last day, saith God, I pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. My handmaids and upon my maidservant I pour out of my Spirit. Your old man will dream dreams, your young man shall see visions. Is that right? Go ye before the all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth in his baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, speak with new tongues. If they take up serpents or drink deadly things, will not harm them. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. I'll see our master standing there. They're talking about how he knew the secrets of that woman's heart. Knew that she had sinned and had five husbands. He knew this man come here been under a tree of praying. He knew where thief was and had a coin in his mouth. The scripture says in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I can hear him in John 14:12 saying, the things that I do, works that I do, shall ye also, and greater than this shall ye do, for I go unto my Father. Listen to this again. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. Yet you'll see me, for I'll be with you, even leading you to the end of the world. That line. Then here he is here tonight, manifesting himself, proving his great power, doing the same works that he did back there, moving down through the channels of mankind, down here on this lower regions where demons and everything lives down here. But yet in there on this proving ground, as Christians, saints of God, born again believers, and tonight around this great city where much violence and wickedness is, in all cities, when the people begin to multiply upon the face of the earth, and violence and wickedness set in, of course, as ever any place, everywhere across the world. We've had the greatest nation, got the greatest in the world, but I'm telling you this from the platform tonight. We're living on a back reputation. The termites of communism and things eat the core out of our country. That's right. I say there's no other foundation we can put our hopes in tonight, only Jesus Christ. He shall come. The Democrats elected their man here 3 weeks ago in Chicago. The Republicans elected theirs. Let's elect ours. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And he got in behind with the meeting to prove that he is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Being led of the Spirit, being born again, delegating all this darkness of political and worldly corruption and men and women mingling in the whole mind. eating, drinking, marrying, getting married, darkness up on the earth, and just ready for judgment. They have to get that way. Don't pray for it to be no other way. It can't be no other way. God can't be just and pour his wrath upon a just people. It's got to be. But one of these hours, God's going to take that little remnant out of this world of shears and things. He's calling together now. I'm hungering and thirsting. He's going to show them signs and wonders. This is me. I'm testifying of my word. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. The things that I do shall you also, and more in this, for I go to my Father. That he calls you to deep in your heart. And the same Holy Ghost that led sin into Christ has led you here tonight to be healed. Please receive. Bow our heads. Lord Jesus, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, so they shall be filled. Now fill the longing and desire of every heart in you. And make these Christians who are called by your name, you said the people that are called by my name shall assemble themselves together in prayer, and I'll hear from heaven and heal the land. It says you're the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savior, it's henceforth good for nothing. We cast out powder in the feet of man. And now, Father, we realize that salt is a savior if it compacts. But there must be a compact to save you. And now may the Holy Spirit that has given new birth to every one of these children of God by faith, may they be so salty tonight in their faith that the unbeliever that might be sitting near may say, oh, that's the way, that's him. That's the way I believe Christianity. And may they accept him, and may the sick be healed, the lost saved, the backsliders reclaimed, God glorified. And when we leave here tonight, may we be able to say, Lord, like those coming from Emmaus, did not our hearts burn within us? Now you walk with them all day. You talk with them, and they didn't realize that it was you. But when you sat around that table, and just the way you've done something, just the way you've done it, they recognized it was you. And now, Father, as we read in the book, the way you've done things in that day, may you come and do something tonight in the same way, so that the people will recognize that it's you. And then we'll have the same song in our heart as we go home tonight, as they from the mess, our hearts burning within us because of his presence, for we ask it in his name. Amen. All right. Is everyone ready now for prayer and ready to be healed? I believe this will be a night if you that's all right. But who's going to heal where it's at? Might pull a tooth, but who's going to stop that blood? Who's going to heal that side of it? Can't do it. God has to do that. Psalm 103:3 said, I'm the Lord who forgives all thy iniquities and heals all of thy diseases. How simple it is. All right. Now, brother, come here. Now, if I pray for you, well, I want. Have you ever been in my meetings before?
Yes.
You have been. You've seen the way the Holy Spirit operates then through there. So, you understand what I mean. I would know what was wrong with you, but don't have to tell you that. Just pray for you. It's what you want me to do. Come here. Our Heavenly Father, I ask for mercy for this man, realizing that the man is in need. I pray that you will heal him. Grant, Lord, that your Spirit will be upon him and will make him well. Grant it, Lord. I ask this because thou hast said, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive it, and you shall have it. Therefore, as my brother stands here tonight, open-hearted, warm feeling towards you, desiring this mercy from you, I blend my prayer with his to ask for mercy. And according to thy word, you said, if they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Amen. Now, you believe that's right. Thank you, Lord. That's the way to believe it. Now, whether you believe now you're going to get well. You believe you're going to be all right. Of course, now, what your trouble was, I know that. You've had trouble before this that caused this, what the trouble is now. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
That you had an operation. Isn't that right? Wasn't it a appendic operation? It caused a rupture. Is that right? All right. Just go get well, too. You can go now. The Lord will bless you. God. All right. Something's wrong with that woman. And he told her where her trouble was. And so he went right straight to the spot where her trouble was. She got all right. Went down the city and told the man that come see a man who I've found that told me all the things I ever did. Now Jesus has ascended up to the Father, but he sent his Spirit back here to minister in the church in all ages to make him the same yesterday, today, and forever. You believe that? If I should ask God to heal you, would he do it?
Yes.
You believe he would? Come here, I want to speak to you privately. Sure, you have something that you're doing that you should do. I just wanted to say that so that you'd understand. Now, life has not been too easy for you. You've had lots of trouble. You've had an operation once. Is that right? And then you have this bad habit that you're doing now that you shouldn't do. You're suffering with a mental nervousness. And smoking cigarettes is what's making you nervous. You realize that? Aren't you ashamed of yourself? That's the lowest thing a woman could do, to smoke cigarettes. God hates it. Now, the same Jesus that knew the woman's sin at the well knows yours. And that's a secret to lots of people. But not to you. Not before God. He knows you. He sees you. He knows all about you. Will you quit tonight? Give your full life for Jesus Christ. You would raise up your hand. Lord Jesus, forgive every sin. Take us away from the poor mortal here that's just about to move out and under his will. Realizing that Satan would let her butt her head against the side of the panic. Lord, I was up down there. If he could. Poor little woman standing there, frail, dying on her feet. And Satan's did this evil, but your Spirit is here to catch it. We must know the cure, the cause before the cure. And I ask you, Lord, to forgive every sin, and may that devil that caused her to do this leave her tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, come out of the world. Oh, Lord, who made the heavens and earth, and created all things, bring to pass, Father, that which thou hast said, this poor little innocent child standing here. Thou alone can heal. Now ask for mercy. Hear the prayer of your servant, Lord. Now she's too young to know what faith means. But I ask as your servant, in Jesus Christ's name, for you to heal this child. I won't ever head back. Every eye closed. I want to see the child first. Do not open your eyes till I look at the child first. I ask you to do that in the name of Jesus Christ. For this grace and mercy, and we pray that you will be with the child and continually, and may it never lose its sight, and may it be normally and well through Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you. Now you can run on and be all right. God bless you. All right. Come, lady. Won't you step with arthritis, two ladies sitting out there, little women. You have arthritis, won't you? Can you raise up your hand? That's right. That's what's happening. This powerful enemy here is screaming for help. In other words, demons are calling to it. You see, I answer. Much of it out in the audience, but I can tell it real close to me somewhere. Now, I can't hear you. Just a minute, I'll speak to the audience. Just a minute. Hey, will you keep your faith right where that is? See how it is? It's moving right here now. See, the energy, the devil that would do this horrible thing is moving right here, trying us. It's more. Let's bow our heads just a moment. Come here. Oh God, author of life, giver of every good gift, send thy blessings upon this woman who I bless in thy name. And may thy spirit get well right away in her life just now. And may the enemy leave her in Jesus Christ's name. I ask it to leave all those in you who are suffering with arthritis at this moment. May it come out and go out of arthritis. I assure you to go. Now you are healed. You raise your hand. Now put your feet up in the air. Right, you can hide, you see. That's open right here.
Now you're conscious that something's going on, aren't you?
Yes.
You know there's something moving like you've never felt before. You realize that you're in the presence of a sacred being, not your brother here. No, it's a supernatural being. But that's why I raise your hands. The gift of God. Now, if I be God's servant, and the claims that I have said that he told me to do, then you couldn't hide your life if you had to. There's something strange about your life. He wouldn't let me pray for your life. And so I don't know why it is. But he will do it. You believe that?
I believe.
You believe it?
I believe.
Yes, sir. You suffer with a female disorder for one thing. Is that right?
I believe. Yes, that's right.
Yes, and also, you're same thing other than what's called your cigarette smoker. You don't live for God the way you do. Is that right? It is what you do. You accept him now?
I do.
God bless you. Your sins are forgiven you and your healing is me. People stop that. God don't want you smoking cigarettes. Telling yourself, you suffer with stomach trouble. Is that right? That's what's the problem. You ask God to forgive you now. You become his servant right now. The Lord Jesus bless you. Go eat what you want to. Come give your testimony. Come, sir. Do you believe?
Yes, please, Lord.
You are a Christian.
Yes.
See the difference in them spirits, how welcome? Now you're all right. Yes, sir, you're suffering with nervousness, though, is that right? Well, God bless you, you are now, you can go ahead. Let's say thanks be to God. Are you doing thank you, God, sir?
I will.
Go down for your team, back up on the platform, you go on.
Thank you.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. All right, come, sir. Are we strangers? I don't know you.
That's right.
You're a stranger to me. I don't know nothing about you. As far as I know, I've never seen you in my life. If I did, I don't remember you. But you... No, we are strangers, are we?
Yes, sir, we're strangers.
Something strange about you, though. You're suffering stomach trouble. What's bothering you? Thank you, minister. I see you standing in the pulpit preaching. Is that right? Say, I want you from Texas or somewhere down there. Is that right? Go all back to Texas and get well. Got a lot of life you ought to back up. Take up. You know that's right. See, I won't say it here. You know what I mean. But go home, believe what I told you to be the truth, accept it to be God's Spirit, and you're doing it, and your female trouble will leave you. You got a female trouble, isn't that right? That's right. You go home now. Pray. God give you the baptism of His Spirit and make you completely whole in the name of the Lord Jesus. All right. Come, sir. Let's pray. Father, I ask for mercy for this man. May your Spirit come upon him and make him well. In Jesus Christ's name, I ask it. Amen. You believe, sir? Go rejoicing. Go and be happy, believing with all your heart. All right. Come, lady. You believe? Would you like to get over that heart trouble?
Oh, sure.
Go in the name of the Lord Jesus. May he make you completely whole. I pray. Everyone, whoever, come, lady, if you will. You believe me to be God's servant,
yes.
His prophet?
Yes,
if God will reveal to me what's wrong with you, you accept him as your healer?
Yes,
arthritis.
Yes.
Is that right? Raise your hand. Then you said you'd accept him as your healer. Is that right? Go on your road rejoicing. Don't think about arthritis anymore. He may go. You believe God all along? I keep seeing something in this direction. Looks like Africa. I don't know where Brother Jackson is. What's that? No, it's a woman. Missionary. Here she is sitting out here. Aren't you from the Belgian Congo or somewhere in there? Is that right? You have something wrong with your back, don't you? She kind of upset with something in your back and wrong with the shoulders and so forth. Stand up, Jesus Christ, and just honor you, sister, to heal you and send you back to South Africa again. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, the peace of God be upon you. That man sitting right here in the balcony with varicose veins sitting right there, about three rows back, sitting over in there. You want to be healed, sir? If you do, stand up, that's right. You won't be made bad. So there's your wife sitting up there. That's your wife. That's that dress. That ball's out of trouble. And the wife is back there.